We'll just try to be a little bit flexible in terms of the order here. So we've been talking about the beginning of the Mishnayos of Bikurim, where actual ownership of the land is a requirement. So if you're a sharecropper or a tenant farmer, or for whatever reason, it's not all entirely your land. So we talked about a scenario, it was a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, if there's some intervening land that's actually nurturing the Gidulei Haaretz, the Peros, then that would be a ptur from Bikurim. That would be an exemption. So the next Mishnah deals with other exemptions from Bikurim, namely things that are outside of the Shiva Saminim. And this is derived from the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, where the Torah says, V'lakachta mei reishis kol pri adama, that you don't take all of the pri adama, but mei reishis, so that's a miyad already, which establishes a miyad. So that's a really fascinating thing. You know, why should it be the Shiva Saminim? So the Rambam uses a term, a very important term, Sheva Haaretz, that Bikurim is unique. Usually there are certain levels of doing mitzvahs. You could say, I do the mitzvah, then I do the mitzvah L'mahadrin, or Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, like we have by Neros Chanukah. But Bikurim, here's a unique point to remember, Bikurim by definition has to be Mina Mahadrin. That's the whole idea of Shiva Saminim. But it's not just the Shiva Saminim. So the Mishnah goes on to say, In Mavin Bikurin Chutz Mi Shiva Saminim, Velo Mi Tumarim Shebeharim, Velo Mi Peiro Shebeamakim, Velo Mi Zeisei Shemen Sheino Mina Mavchar. So even within the Shiva Saminim, you have to bring the finest dates, and you have to bring the olives that really have the most oil. And so it's really the very nature of the mitzvah is that it's a mitzvah min hamavchar, which is a really fascinating idea in its own right. And anything that wouldn't be min hamavchar, even amongst the seven special species of the land of Israel, would be exempted from Bikurim. So there's a question, is once you've already established that you have something which is chayiv in Bikurim, that has Kedusha Hashem Bikurim, the Ran has a suggestion, I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger mentioned this, the Ran has a suggestion in Chulin, then you'd be allowed to bring other fruits as well. But Rabbi Kiva Eger says that's not entirely clear, and the simple reading of the Mishnah would seem to militate against that, Ein Mevi'in Bikurin Chutz Mishiva Saminim, that you're not supposed to include other things in there, so that is a subject of some further inquiry. Likewise, Ein Mevi'in HaBikurin Kodem Le'atzeres, that you're not allowed to bring Bikurin before Shavuos, which is why we were extra machmer. We said, don't even start learning Bikurim before Shavuos, but technically speaking, you can't bring the Bikurim before Shavuos. Anshei Har Tzvuim, these very prominent people from a certain locality in Israel, Heviu Bikurim Kodem Le'atzeres, they brought Bikurim before Shavuos, and I guess they thought they'd get the VIP treatment, you know, they'd be able to get their Bikurim in, even though it was before Shavuos, Velo Kiblu Mehem. And the Kohanim didn't accept it from them, so Neil and his chaverim over there said, Anshei Har Tzvuim, no Anshei Har Tzvuim, and no Bikurim, because it's not yet Shavuos. Mipnei HaKosim Shebatorah V'chaga Katsir Bikurei Masecha Asher Tizra Basadeh. That Chaga Katsir is really the kickoff point. So the Rambam quotes this halacha, but he notes that technically speaking, you wouldn't actually like send the people back with the Bikurim, that what you could do is, assuming the peros would last, is you could say, okay, we'll hold on to your Bikurim for you till Shavuos. We're not going to bring them now, but, you know, you can keep them here if you want. We'll put them away in a locker or in a refrigerator or whatever it is, and we'll hold on to them. So you don't actually have to send the people back, so then they have to then literally come back, as if the halicha itself, as if walking itself has to be done after Shavuos. So that's the way the Rambam paskins the halacha. There's a little bit of another nuance here, which is why exactly you have to wait until Shavuos. Again, the simple reading of the Mishnah is just Gzeiras HaKasev, V'chag HaKatsir, that once you get to Shavuos, which is the holiday of the harvest, Bikurei Masecha, Shertis Rabba Sadeh, that's when you can start bringing the Bikurim. But actually the Bar Tanura quotes something which you don't find in the Rambam, but you do find in Rashi Al Torah on this pasuk, V'chag HaKatsir, Bikurei Masecha, Asher Tizra Basadeh, that you actually have to wait for the Karban Shtei Halechem, because the Karban Shtei Halechem, which is a special Karban of Chag HaShavuos, is described by the Torah as Mimoshvosechem Taviu Lechem Tinufa, Shtayim Shnei Asunim Solas Teafena, Bikurim LaHashem, that it has to be, it's called Bikurim. And we know that the Shtei Halechem is the Matir, it's that which allows the new menachos, the new wheat offerings to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Bar Tanura quotes that and says, it's not just a matir for the menachos, for the flour offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's actually a matir for all of the Bikurim as well. So remember when I introduced Masechta Bikurim, I said the key point to understand is that Bikurim are right at the interface between Truma, as the pasuk said in Parshas Naso, v'chol truma l'chol kadshei b'nei Yisrael. It's at the interface of truma and kadshim. And here you see really a kadshim halacha, that just like the menachos have to be released, the matir, which is necessary, is the korban shtei alechem. So here we're saying, according to the Bartanur at least, the reason that you can't bring bikurim before Shavuos is you haven't brought the korban shtei alechem, which is matir, the new menachos. So this is establishing a fundamental parallel between the flower offerings in the Beis HaMikdash and the bikurim. Now that's not an obvious point to get at all from the Mishnah. The Rambam doesn't quote that. But if it's really because of the shtei alechem, then that would really establish a critical parallel between menachos, flower offerings in the Beis HaMikdash generally, which can only be released by the Karban Shtei HaLechem and Bikurim more generally, and that would be a really important parallel in terms of establishing the Kudshim aspect, the Kudshim dimension of Bikurim writ large. Okay, so we'll hold it up here. Tomorrow we're going to talk about a fascinating case involving Gior and how that relates to Bikurim. Hopefully, perfect. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashim, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Fika Achirman, Tumitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chavei Tzman, Zidko Yigdil, Terav Yadir, Kaddish, Derabanan.